Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians 6, the verses 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Reflect with me, dear friends, on the theme, duty in our daily relationships. Dear friends, Ephesians 6, 1-9 offers guidance on familial and work relationships. It instructs children to honor their parents and promises longevity as the reward. It also advises parents, especially fathers, not to exasperate their children. Workers or servants are instructed to work sincerely as for the Lord, while masters or employers are reminded to treat their workers fairly, knowing that they too have a master in heaven. My dear friends, we are all called to live out our faith in everyday relationships. And this passage reminds us of the mutual respect and responsibility we hold in the roles we play, whether as children, parents, employers, or employees. In all things, Christ is our example and our judge. Approaching every relationship with a heart that seeks to honor God can transform ordinary interactions into acts of worship. Whether at home or at work, our attitude can become a testament to our faith. Let's take two questions for reflection. One, how can I better embody Christ-like love and respect in my daily relationships? Two, what changes can I make in my interactions with family or colleagues to better reflect God's teachings? Heavenly Father, guide us to honor you in all our relationships. Help us to treat others with love, respect, and fairness, remembering always that we serve you in every interaction. Mold our hearts and actions to mirror the love and humility of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.